Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast. Like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Happy Friday, everybody. We're heading into a holiday weekend. Ryan Weber is hanging out with us instead of doing stuff he's supposed to be doing while Jonathan Weir is at Six Flags in St. Louis.
Not jealous.
Not jealous, no. Also. Yeah. Nope. Better you than me. So we did best breakfast foods today. That was our list. So if you missed the rankings, Quentin's going to give us the results here in a sec. Breakfast burrito was A. That was Ryan's pick for number one. Omnivore omelet was B. That was Quentin's pick for number one. And my pick for number one was chicken and waffles. That was C. I think Ryan won based on looking at the text line.
Tube foods are superior.
But am I wrong?
With a 24% of the vote, we have chicken and waffles.
I lost. That's what you're saying.
With 29% of the vote, we have omnivore omelet.
Oh, boy.
And with 47%.
47%?
Adam, good job, people.
Breakfast burrito.
Tube foods. I'm telling you.
We don't have his soundboard in here now, but good job, newbie.
What do these buttons do then?
Just press them all and see what happens.
Okay.
I think most of those buttons don't. Several of them are not labeled. I don't think a lot of that stuff we don't use much anymore. They go to studios that we don't communicate with much anymore. But go ahead, feel free to start pushing stuff. Quentin loves that.
One of these is going to be like an ejector chair or something.
Yeah, he's going to go through my whole dump button. That's what's going to happen. He's going to kill the dump.
I've always wanted to press that, but I want it to be for a darn good reason, not just an oopsie.
Yeah, just we always joke like you get to say it once, whenever you want. You
can
say
it one time.
Well, let's not get Quentin in trouble.
That's why I'm not, right? That's why I'm keeping my potty mouth to off air.
You do a good job of that.
I try. Yeah, I try. I try not to cuss on the regular.
Well, congratulations on winning.
Oh, thank you.
Coming in.
God, feels good.
You know.
I'll be a humble winner.
Speech.
Yeah, speech.
I would like to thank those who created the tube foods.
What are other tube foods?
Wraps.
Sausage?
Yeah. The circle foods are good.
Are they just easy to, why do we like them? Are they just easy to handle?
It's all in one.
You ever had a sausage wrapped in a pancake?
Like a kolache?
Like a corn dog, but it's a sausage wrapped
sausage
in a pancake
on
a stick.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Those are lovely.
It's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kolaches. I didn't think about that. That's another like regional thing that are awesome.
Do you know what else I thought of just now when you said that? Scotch egg.
Ooh.
Do you want
when done
Scotch
well,
egg?
It's hard. Those are hard
oh
to
my,
make.
They are so difficult to make. I've done it one time. Talk about labor intensive. It's an
soft boiled egg,
like a 5-minute egg wrapped in sausage and then deep fried is what you're supposed to do. And there's a layer of mustard in there somewhere, I think under the sausage.
Mm-hmm. I don't like mustard.
Mm-hmm.
No, you would these are amazing. Like
it's a binder. It's not like an ingredient.
Yeah. It's just to hold the sausage
you'd
to the egg
know.
A little bit. Yeah, it's just real thin.
It's like a lot of barbecue. They use mustard to get as a binder. You don't ever taste it.
Oh, they're so good. And they are. It's so difficult. I feel like I'm going to say things I shouldn't say that can be taken the wrong way. But it's so difficult to wrap the sausage around the egg and wrap it tight. You can wrap it. It's hard to get it
Well, now
tight.
My mind is not You should have prefaced it. I would have thought one thing.
I did. I said, now I'm about to say something maybe I shouldn't.
I'm about to pull a Michael Scott here, and I'm not going to do it.
But they're difficult, but they are amazing.
I'm better than this. I just said yes. I'm going to keep my potty mouth off air.
Yes, you are. It's okay.
Well, it feels good to win something.
Good job.
The day's not even over.
What do we dip Scotch eggs in? What's the dip for a Scotch egg? Mustard?
Usually like an aioli of sorts.
Oh, there you go.
Or the yolk.
Okay. The yolk. I'm not doing that. The yolk?
It's usually a runny egg.
I might do mine. I might overcook mine then.
Well, it's hard.
Because they're soft. They're hard to work with.
Yes.
Can you tell everybody's hungry around here? Holy cow. I'm sorry. Okay. There's no way to get from that to talking about Joplin, but dramatic.
Yes.
Deep breath.
Shifting gears.
Pause. Yes. Shifting gears. So it was 15 years ago today that the EF5 tornado hit Joplin. And in fact, it was... There were stories today about President Obama. It was 14 years ago today that President Obama did the commencement speech at the high school there. But yes, that was the EF5 that registered winds of over 200 miles an hour. I believe Mike Bettis from the Weather Channel was going back to Joplin today. And there was going to be a special series that they were going to put out on the Weather Channel with him going back there to talk about it. 161 people were killed. 1,000 people were injured. And I mean, if you remember, like the hospital was destroyed. It was right after the high school graduation had happened. And there are several really good documentaries that are out. I believe Netflix has a really good one that I watched several months ago. If you want to, I know that not everybody likes to go back and relive stuff like that, but it's interesting to go back and hear the stories of how people survived and what people did to survive that worked. And
in
so
Home Depots of all places.
Yeah. Or gas stations.
Yeah.
There was a group of people in fact, they were going to chase the tornado and then they got in the way of it and they went into a gas station and they hit everybody in the liquor cooler in the back, the walk-in cooler. So it's fascinating. I will just always remember Kara Marxer. For those who remember when Kara worked here, Kara had moved here from Joplin and had not been in Kansas City that long, but had been in Joplin before and still had a lot of connections down there. And she went down there. I remember it was that Sunday and she went down and covered it. And I believe she stayed for the week and like her old apartment was destroyed and things like that. And she went back and worked from her old radio station, which was still there doing a lot of work. So
I remember it was 2 weeks, maybe a week after the storm or so, but I was going to a float trip south of Joplin to drive through Joplin. And I will never forget this. There was a line miles long of just dump trucks that were picking up everything that was left and they were dumping out a landfill way north of Joplin. And whenever I drive that, now it's 49, I guess, it was 71 south, like I always still see this landfill because it must have doubled in size.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, it's just miles and miles of contracted dump trucks from, I'm sure, all over the country. Those folks swarm in after disasters like that, just full to the brim of what was left.
Yeah. 7,500 homes were damaged, 3,000 of which were completely destroyed. It was the deadliest tornado in modern U.S. history, so at least since NOAA started keeping records in 1950. I mean,
that's significantly more than like a large hurricane would cause.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a 22-mile path, a mile wide.
Wow.
So that, and I mean, it just took out everything in its path.
I think that was like, the big conversation about it wasn't just how big the storm was, but it was how long the tornado lasted.
Yeah.
Because a lot of tornadoes,
how long it was on the ground,
aren't on the ground for that long.
Right.
And for it to be that strong for so long is what was just, I mean, the storm, I was in high school and we talked a lot about it, you know, just like between my friends. We were like, did you see, you know, I mean, it was just all of the video that was coming out about it, you know, and this was, I mean, like social media was a thing, but I've never really been on social media, but I was just like staring at my phone. I couldn't get enough of like looking at all this footage that was coming out.
Because like when that tornado took out Greenwood?
Greensburg. That was right before I moved here. Yes.
There wasn't that. I mean, not everyone had a camera on their phone, but that whole town was pretty much gone.
And they, yes. And as they rebuilt, they, what is that called when you get the green designation?
LEED certified.
Yes, they made sure, they really made an effort to get LEED certified on their rebuild because they thought if we have to rebuild everything, why not do it in a way that's really environmentally friendly? So,
if only towns in Florida would take that same stance, they wouldn't be paying for the insurance they're paying for.
If you're ever in Joplin, the Joplin Memorial to the people that died is really well done. It's not huge, but it's very respectful. When was I there? I was there Memorial Day weekend, probably 7 or 8 years ago. I did a road trip over the weekend and ended up in Joplin. And I'm like, well, let's see what they have to show. And they have like you know, the shoes that were found and all that kind of stuff there. So yeah, 15 years ago was just
that really flew by. And I would not have guessed. I would have guessed like 8 or 10.
And they say if you drive through now, you would never know anything happened. I mean, it's been 15 years, so things have been rebuilt, which is super cool.
I remember the trees that were left because most had been, I mean, just stripped of all their bark and leaves. Just driving through that, it was like, and I remember I was in Hurricane Katrina, like I saw the aftermath of that storm.
Same.
And it completely was way more severe than what I saw after Katrina, which caused a lot of problems, but not the deaths and injuries like that tornado did.
I'll be honest, the closest thing I have seen, or at least can relate to when it comes to the Joplin tornado, is the fire in Lahaina. Because that absolutely destroyed that downtown. I mean, it was in scale, the Lahaina fire was significantly smaller, right? That fire didn't go 22 miles, but it took out that downtown. I mean, completely destroyed everything in that downtown.
Survive?
It did. The tree of life? I can't remember what it's called, but it's like the oldest. Oh, I can't remember exactly what it's called. But yes, for those who don't know, there's a really famous tree that is in downtown Lahaina. It's right on the waterfront. It's right next to where the old Lahaina luau was. And I know it was singed, like the fire, but it survived.
Good. Okay.
And they have like tried to take care of it to make sure it's going to survive. But yeah, I mean, that went from this really vibrant, you know, big tourist destination on the island to being absolutely gone in a matter of hours because that fire that was just a little, you know, just because the air was dry, the ground was dry, and that's all it took to take that out. So we all have stories like that that we can get into. Yeah. And some of you are texting in about your memories. Yeah. That's still pretty new for a lot of us here. 15 years is not that long. So
it's only a couple hours south.
Yeah. Yeah. And close enough that feels like, you know, I mean, our emergency crews went, people here went to volunteer. I believe Operation Barbecue, that's based in Kansas City, was down the last couple they went down originally, of course, but they've been down the last couple of days to kind of mark the 15th anniversary of the tornado.
There's been some chatter about this, but like living in the city, sirens, not good. And I know there's been some chatter about that because we had the storm that came through and I couldn't hear it and it certainly wouldn't have woke me up. Thank goodness it wasn't that late at night. But
yeah.
It wasn't a concern for that storm, but the concern was like, what are we doing here?
Well, tornado sirens are meant to be heard outside. They are not, the purpose is for like farmers who are out in their fields, not those of us in our houses.
But my phone didn't go off.
So neither did mine.
And it wasn't close. By the way, it was not close. So it was like,
well, we didn't have warnings for Jackson County.
Kind of gave them a pass, but we've had some pretty significant weather this season. Mm-hmm. And it seems like we should be taking that a little more seriously, in my opinion. It's not that any tornado of any scale or size has ever hit an urban area. I just don't want it to be ours.
I mean,
it hit outskirts.
It hasn't done a lot of damage, but we had I'm trying to think of where I was living. This was probably 10 years ago. I remember being in the basement of the building I lived in at 83rd and Metcalf. And I was in the basement because there was a tornado coming up Metcalf.
There was.
I will remember that.
Yeah.
Because it hit too quick for me to come into work. Ordinarily, I would just come in here, but it was too fast. I remember probably 15 years ago, there was a tornado that hit Gladstone. And the only reason I remember that is because I was working here early in the morning, producing the morning show at 3 a.m. And we used to have a big bank of police scanners in the newsroom. And if you came in early in the morning, you sat in front of those scanners. That's how we knew what was going on. And there were no warnings. There was no anything. And then all of a sudden, I started hearing scanner traffic about needing emergency crews in Gladstone for like debris pickup and stuff. Like, what happened? And again, it didn't do Joplin damage, obviously. But that's as close into a city that I've seen here in a while.
And with all the cuts to the National Weather Service, it impacts us significantly around here because we have every tool available to give advance warning now, only if there's someone there to provide it.
Mm-hmm.
And too often I've seen, especially like YouTube meteorologists being way ahead.
Yeah.
And they're using the same data feed that the national, there's just not enough people to help with the communication of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, cell towers get overloaded. Then there's always that concern about the towers running out of bandwidth and that kind of thing.
And I don't know if you've covered this, but there were way too many people trying to chase the storms on Monday.
Oh no.
Where, I mean, we're talking hundreds of people in rural areas trying to turn around their cars on dirt roads because these tornadoes, and some of these tornadoes out west were significant.
Yeah.
And hundreds of people following like Reed and his Dominator. And I mean, cause they know that wherever they're going is where the storm is going.
Yeah.
But they're creating a hugely dangerous environment. In fact, that's what killed a lot of storm chasers in Moore, Oklahoma years ago.
I remember the Moore tornado. That was really bad a few years ago.
Well, they got stuck in traffic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what you do about this, because it's not like you can stop people from going to do these things. But folks, if you don't know what you're doing, you are getting real close to the edge.
Well, yeah, and most of them are amateurs. I mean, they're not.
No, they're just,
you know, I mean, experts.
There's things you can do for the grand that won't kill you.
Yeah. And then we have people here that just go outside and watch the storm. So that's cool not. Do you have a basement in your house?
I do.
Okay. I couldn't remember.
Kind of. It's like a, yeah, no, it's underground. Yeah.
Okay. Have you been down there at all this year?
No, I don't. I'm keeping an eye on it. Like, if it's anywhere near me, I'm going to go down. But like, I follow the weather.
Okay. I've been in my basement several times this year already. There was a morning that I went down there at 5 a.m. just a few weeks ago.
I think that was the week we were doing the list for how to spice up your,
that's right,
your basement.
How to do the, now I can't remember what we called it.
Wait, you're specifically talking about during a storm, right?
Yes, during a storm.
No.
Yes. No, there was the morning where, yeah, we were all in the, well, not you, but a lot of us were in the basements at 5 a.m., 5:30 a.m.
I mean, I'm following the radar and others, local and folks that are experienced meteorologists. So if it ever came close, but I also, for some reason, tornadoes don't hit cities. Doesn't mean they can't.
Well, if you
there
think about
it, there is a scientific reason why they often don't, but just what am I supposed to think about?
Well, just think about the area that Tornado Alley is, and then think about, in retrospect, how little space the cities take up and how much there's just nothing. So right.
Science, math.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like statistically.
Not a zero chance.
Right.
But not a good chance I'm going to be in any danger. It would be, but if it ever did, the debris would be the biggest concern.
Oh, yeah.
And like, the wind. I don't think a tornado would ever come across my house. I know the debris field would be so significant.
Definitely.
And I live right next to a giant radio tower. And if that thing ever came down, oh boy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll take a break. Coming up, we have breaking news out of Missouri. Governor Mike Kehoe, if you recall, he had until May 24th to decide whether the income tax, repealing the income tax in Missouri, was going to go on the ballot in August or November. He has made that decision. We'll talk about that next.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real 5-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score 5-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome in, Ryan Weber filling in for Jonathan Weir. Let's talk about Kyle Busch here for a minute. And then I have the list of, it's not just the Missouri income tax that we're going to be talking about going on the ballot at some point, but there are several others that seem to be politically driven that we'll get to as well. TMZ has gotten a hold of the 911 audio from the emergency call that was made about 5:30 p.m. Wednesday. That gives us some insight. Again, we don't have a cause of death yet for Kyle Busch, and we know that the family just said, you know, a serious medical condition. Nobody's saying exactly what, but we can tell you about some of the 911 audio, and some of this is graphic, so just keep that in mind here for a second while we read this to you. But TMZ Sports got a hold of a partially revealed 911 audio with a caller saying that Kyle Busch was struggling to breathe, overheating, and coughing up blood before medics rushed to help. Again, this was about 5:30 p.m. Wednesday. The caller urgently requests an ambulance to a training facility in Concord, North Carolina, telling dispatch, quote, "I have an individual who has shortness of breath. He's very hot. He thinks he's going to pass out. He is producing a little bit of blood and coughing up some blood." The call, the caller also said the patient was still conscious at the time, repeatedly saying, "He's awake, he's awake, he's awake." The caller asked responding crews to shut off their sirens when approaching the building, saying that he would wait outside and flag them down outside a side entrance. They said he was lying on the bathroom floor inside the complex while employees prepared for paramedics to arrive. Again, he became unresponsive while in a simulator there. Somebody else had said, and I missed this on our morning show this morning, but that he had gotten a shot for his sinuses the day before.
Was confirmed. Should that be confirmed?
I don't know who reported it, but I would trust it if it was on our morning show.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he was taken to a Charlotte area hospital after collapsing during that simulator session. Again, he had asked for medical help during a race weekend at Watkins Glen a couple of weeks ago. At that point, it was a severe sinus related illness. Yes. Mm. We don't know.
We sure don't.
We still don't know, but that reveals a little bit more than what we knew about before. So just really sad. So, and I know people are texting in, it's been a shock. Yeah, I mean, 41 years old is a shock for anybody.
Big name in NASCAR.
Definitely.
Lots of fans.
Governor Mike Kehoe has made a decision about not just the state income tax, but about several other constitutional amendments that we can talk about when those are going to go on the August ballot, or when they're going to go on the ballot. And it is, in fact, August is his decision, not November. It could have been either one. He had until Sunday to make that decision. He is calling for a 5-year plan to phase out the state income tax in Missouri. So it got through the state legislature. Now it has to go to voters. And if the income tax is eliminated, then the Missouri legislature will have the power to increase sales taxes and use taxes to make up for lost revenue. Quentin, remind me, 12% is what the state sales tax would have to go up to make up the revenue.
There's property tax.
I know we looked
too, right?
At these. I know we looked at these figures.
Counties decide property tax, I believe.
So, and then I can read to you exactly what they, because I have the release in front of the governor now. So, okay, that's for soil and conservation. So this is Amendment 5. If approved by voters, it requires the phase out and elimination of the individual income tax based on revenue growth. There is no definition of what that means. Requires the reduction of property taxes and other local taxes to offset any local sales tax revenue increases while preserving local funding for public schools. So, great.
Well, strategically, if it's going to be put in August, not November, they're hoping for low turnout.
Yes.
Or lower turnout.
August will have lower turnout than November, so traditionally.
Clearly, there's a lot of support for that to pass. And it's shocking to me that the details of a plan to recoup that lost revenue have yet to really be shared, because that would probably shock a lot of voters and how they really plan to make up that lost revenue. Now, you would assume that with lower income tax, it would draw a lot more wealthy people to the state.
I think that's the goal. Yes.
Including business leaders who may want to relocate their business because of no income tax. And there is evidence of that in states like Texas that doesn't have an income tax. Texas, if it was its own country, would, I believe, have the fourth or fifth largest GDP in the world.
Yeah.
So they can afford that. The question is, like, can Missouri afford that? I mean, has the math really been completed to understand? Because none of these elected officials are going to be around before this. We have term limits in Missouri, so some maybe, but not all. And this, the plan would be important for voters to have in their hands before they make a very important decision.
I think a lot of money is going to be spent to get this passed. And it is not clear from this language. If you were just to tell someone what's on the August ballot is repealing the income tax, I think that's a popular idea. Everybody likes to spend less money. I think that's, you know.
Nobody wants more taxes, new tax. Nobody wants that.
Right. But as Fox 4 points out as well, some voters may not realize that at the same time, they are authorizing more sales taxes. The ballot wording asks whether to phase out the income tax and modify the sales tax, avoiding the words increase or expand.
There's also a critical part of this legislation that would give the legislature more power in regards to how tax rates are established.
Yeah.
And that is a new shift for the state of Missouri as well.
Yeah. We were talking off the air about whether this passes. I suspect it will, because again, it's people like paying lower taxes. And if we want to be pessimistic or skeptical and say we think the electorate is not always well informed, and I think the marketing and the advertising to try to get this passed is not going to include the part about increased sales taxes, you're going to have a lot of people that are going to pay more.
Seniors is the one group that probably initially realized, oh man, this is going to impact us significantly.
Because they're well informed generally.
And also if you're lower income, and the timing of this that shocks me is that things are already so expensive right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just going to be making that more expensive, I mean, granted, this is 5 years from now.
Yeah.
But all politics are local, and it's all about what have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
Those are some of the barriers that the campaigns are going to have to overcome with certain voter groups. Seniors are a very important voting group in Missouri, but typically the rural voters tend to dominate these statewide elections.
Yeah. There are a lot of people who don't make a lot of money in Missouri, like seniors and like people that are on fixed incomes, who don't pay much in income taxes, so they won't benefit from this, but they will have to pay higher sales tax. You have to buy stuff, and so they will be affected by the higher sales taxes. So this doesn't help the people who would need the help the most, but I don't know if that is going to be clear.
And our sales tax rate is not the lowest in the country. So like you will feel it, but it's not going to be doubled.
It is currently 8%, isn't it, the state sales tax?
Yeah. Missouri, the St. Louis Dispatch had a whole article about this. Missouri would need to raise its sales tax to 12.5% in order
to 12.5%?
To 12.5%.
So not by, okay.
Here's another important context. So when you have sales tax, you have a state sales tax.
That's in addition to whatever local.
Yes. County tax.
Yeah.
And then
and
it just
city tax
adds on from there, right? So, but if you're in a tourism district, that's a tax. If you're staying in a hotel or renting a car, so it does start looking at like 15% for certain things pretty quick.
Yeah,
and this is a regressive tax system. That's what this is.
Explain that real fast.
This is you are having people on the lower income are going to be paying more into the system because there are a couple reasons for that. One, we talk about people who are lower income have to buy locally. They can't just go to Kansas and purchase things that are cheaper on this other side because they may not have the opportunity to go over there and to be able to spend money on the Kansas side in order to pay for something that's cheaper.
Yeah.
Then you have people that if you make $300,000 a year, you are now going to benefit from not having to pay that income tax. And so you're okay with paying higher sales tax because overall you will be saving money.
Because the benefit far outweighs the
exactly.
Yeah.
So, and what was it? A decade ago, they already got rid of the, what was the other?
Capital gains tax.
They already got rid of that. And we talk about how Missouri
benefits rich people.
Yes. And Missouri already has problems supporting other programs in the state. And they're just saying, hey, let's get rid of 60% of our budget, which is through the income tax. And so they're going to get rid of it, and they're just going to slash and burn other programs like, I don't know, education funding, which is something that Kansas is going through right now. If you don't think that this isn't going to impact programs that you benefit from or your neighbor benefits from, you're wrong.
Here's the figure that they came up with in terms of how much more you'd be paying. This was the Institution on Taxation and Economic Policy said a family earning between $49,000 and $78,000 a year. And again, that's a family. So think two incomes. So this is on the low end.
That's hard to do.
Family earning between $49,000 and $78,000 a year would pay an average of $535 more in taxes if Missouri's income taxes were repealed and replaced with the higher sales tax. So that's just for people making, you know, for generally it's a family of four we're talking about. So that's going to be on the low end. So think about, you know, two people each making $75,000 a year, which is the average. So at $150,000, you're going to be paying $1,000 more in taxes every year.
And if the budget goes down in Missouri, that means that's less funding for the counties. So they would likely offset that by also increasing property tax, even though
yes.
I believe counties establish those rates, not the state.
That's true.
If there is no funding for, I don't know, schools, then you would have to assume that the property tax rate will exponentially increase to make up for that lost funding. Assume. Again, it's all assumptions. And I just worry about how easily people can be miseducated.
Yeah.
Misinformed is another term.
Yes.
But like, it's too easy to manipulate voters because it sounds good to say no more income tax. It doesn't matter if you have zero
it's
income.
Easy.
It still sounds good.
Well, and also on this same, one of the amendments is to limit the people's say in constitutional amendments. Because the state of Missouri, I think it's number four.
They really don't like those in Jeff
City. They do not like it. And they have the last five that that Missouri citizens have voted, they have fought tooth and nail in order to get rid of. And so now on this ballot, not only do they want to affect lower income folk and hurt them on their pocketbook, they also want to make it more difficult for constitutional amendments to happen. So what they're doing here is they're saying, hey, we're going to change the amendment. We're going to make it to where we're going to get rid of income tax. And then if/when we see the negative impacts on this, we're going to make it more difficult for you to change this back.
But ironically, they haven't had to follow any of those amendments or those referendums that have come from the voters. And I don't think there's been any accountability to that by the legislature just simply saying, yeah, we're not going to follow
that. I mean, they took literally until December in order for the sports betting to go through.
Mm-hmm.
They took their sweet time with both the abortion amendment and the legalized marijuana amendment. The guaranteed raises and time off, they just killed it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That was the other one.
That's
so
true.
I mean, it literally, like, if you poll people, obviously all of these things pass. If you just talk to people and say, hey, would you like this? Like, most people, literally over a majority, voted on this in this state, and they just don't care.
But no matter the issue, if a politician can get away with that, they're going to do it all day because then they don't have to be accountable. And if they continue to get reelected, what's the harm in disagreeing with statewide votes like that? In my opinion, there's been very little accountability because they still get reelected and they still ignore those referendums.
So August is what we have to look. So we have a summer of these ads to look forward to and discussion until August. So
educate yourself, folks.
That's
an important one.
All right. Ryan Weber's in for, I keep wanting to say John Grayson. He texted the show earlier today and now I have that in my head. In for Jonathan Weir, we'll be back here in just a few minutes on KMBZ.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
We'll get to magic moments coming up at the end of the show. This will be interesting because Ryan does not listen faithfully every single day to know what these are.
Why do you feel the urge to out me on these things?
I am giving you an out for why you might not do well at guessing what these clips are from all week because you have a life.
We'll just find out.
And so maybe you'll do better than me. I don't know. We'll see.
I doubt it.
So we'll get to that coming up here before we wrap the show. I wish we had the audio of this exchange that went down. Thank you for this story, Quentin, about what was found in a bag of lettuce. So we have an Australian farmer, and this is in Western Australia. This is out in the outback. And Reese Smoker is the guy's name, said he was preparing a steak and salad dinner on Saturday for three people who share his house when he spotted amongst the leaves in a sealed plastic bag he had bought from a supermarket, a frog, a live frog in this bag of lettuce.
An Australian frog? Can it kill you?
Everything in Australia wants to kill you.
So, yes.
This is like the simplest thing, the least dangerous thing that could have been. But it was alive in a sealed plastic bag. That's what's startling about it. So his housemate, Laura Jones, was giving the AP the account of how this happened. And I wish we had the audio of this, but she said, he's like, bro, there's a frog in the lettuce.
That's cranky.
And we're like, no, you're taking the mick. Like, that's not real.
You got to do this in Australian accent.
I can't do an Australian accent.
Yeah, you got to try.
Taking the mick is a slang term for attempting to fool someone. So he brought the bag into that room to show Jones and her partner. And obviously they said there's a little frog hiding out. They named the frog Greg before releasing it at a pond near the house. Again, they said, we thought we'd give him a wee send-off tune as we played Crazy Frog for him.
Yeah,
Crazy Frog is a Swedish CGI animated character and Eurodance musician.
I hope that frog was Australian and knew what he was in for, because that frog's sitting in the bottom of something's belly by now.
This was at Woolworths is where they bought the bag. They said it was an isolated incident. There appeared to be no other similar cases reported. So,
as in the frog didn't survive?
Oh, the
other frogs, I mean?
The frog survived.
This one did.
The AP recounted in 2021, a shopper discovered a venomous pale-headed snake wrapped in plastic with lettuce in an Aldi. 5 years ago, a shopper confronted a 10-foot-long, non-venomous diamond python on a shelf of a Woolworths supermarket in Sydney.
That's Australia, though. I mean, honestly, I kind of hope to experience something like that if I ever visit.
I think it's worse that it was alive.
I think it's way worse that it was alive. Yes.
Well, if it was dead, like...
Because the bag was sealed.
Right.
How did it get in there and nobody noticed?
I mean, lettuce is mostly just water, so you can... You can go ways.
Yeah, yeah. I'm also mostly water. That, you know, like...
Good. But how did nobody... Whatever machine... I assume it's a machine that seals these bags.
Yeah.
But how did the little guy get in there? And amazing that he was able to stay alive with the bag sealed.
Hopped his little frog legs in there and...
Oh.
I'm also... Maybe this is the stereotype of me thinking about an Australian. Kind of surprised they didn't eat the frog. But, you know...
Oh, no, they gave it a wee send-off.
Yeah, maybe that's just... Maybe that I'm just being mean and I just think all of Australia is just Florida. So...
I mean, I've had frog legs. They are delicious. But I imagine, you know, that's just a little guy. Probably just a little morsel.
Every time we do a story like this, I've checked Australia off my list. I was there for my 40th birthday. I didn't see anything that wanted to kill me. I mean, genuinely did not see anything in all these stories that just we talked about.
I mean, it's similar. Like people think we live in the Midwest, like you're going to see a tornado.
Right.
You're not.
No. And I was in the outback. I went out to the Red Center and saw Uluru and I went out in the middle of nowhere and I didn't see any, I didn't see a snake. I didn't see a gecko. I didn't see anything that I didn't see anything, let alone anything that wanted to kill me. Koala. That was about the only thing I saw.
Not going to kill you.
No, but they can be aggressive.
No, but they're mean.
They're mean.
Yeah. Well,
but
they're cute.
They're cute, but they can be jerks. So I'm glad.
Eucalyptus. Isn't that what they drink? Yeah, eucalyptus. Eucalyptus?
Eucalyptus trees.
Thank you. I had a hard time saying that.
Glad you two worked that out.
Yeah.
So yeah, everything in Australia wants to kill you. Or at least wants to scare your dinner.
What a no.
And your lettuce. Yeah.
I do love the Aussies.
It's my favorite
accent.
They've
replaced us as the worst tourists in the world.
They have?
Yeah, they're obnoxious.
Really?
I didn't know that. And way drunker than we are.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll get to Magic Moments coming up next. Welcome in. It is time for Magic Moments. No, Jonathan Weir is not here. He is here in spirit. Ryan Weber, this should be fun to see if you can figure this out. This is where...
I'm a good guesser.
A lot happened this week. And so Quentin delights in pulling some of these clips out of context and see if we can remember what we were talking about.
Yeah, let's jump right into it.
I got
And
this.
Then they're like, hey, you're going to get on all fours and have a girl like in front of you. Referee's position, everybody. No, it was horrifying.
Weir is horrifying. Not here on Friday. I'm just pointing out, but feel free to quiz me about that quote.
Yes, I remember saying that. At some point this week, we were talking about like not treating referees and umpires well. That's what I remember about it, though.
The replay in baseball hasn't been there.
I remember him saying that. Am I anywhere close?
That's a very good guess. That's not where we.
Oh, dang
that's
it.
Not where he came from.
Okay. Help me out.
I don't have a guess, by the way. There's not enough context.
That's all right. That's the point.
But if I let my brain go.
Here, I'll play the full clip.
Yeah.
Who, a strong, let me put it this way, a stiff wind could upset my, could ruin my life.
Choice.
Yes, thank you. You know what I mean? A curvy piece of driftwood would be enough. And then they're like, hey, you're going to get on all fours and have a girl like in front of you. Referee's position, everybody. No, it was horrifying.
Is he getting a colonoscopy?
On Friday, I'm just pointing out, but feel free to quiz me about that quote.
I still have no clue what the conversation was about.
That's my guess.
We were talking about my broken down body, and then I used to do wrestling.
Ah.
And then
he had to wrestle a girl in school. Yes.
Yeah.
Now
and
I remember that.
The right side of my body is falling apart despite my youth.
You in general, yes, are falling apart.
Yeah,
earlier we were talking about how your hearing is going and you don't like loud bars and yeah. Okay,
and
so
get off my lawn.
On that
I
one.
Know. All right.
All right, number two.
It's humid. That's a very Midwestern thing to say. Uh-huh. It's very moist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very
moist.
Very
you know, I don't know.
What other words can I throw in?
were we just talking about like the fact that it was after the storms on Sunday or whatever day that was?
Yeah.
Yeah? Was it that simple?
It was that simple.
Okay.
That was like the
he second... was mad at me for saying moist.
Yes, that was like the second thing we talked about on Monday, yeah. And it disgusted Weir out immediately.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was 30 seconds into the show. We were talking about the storms that came in Sunday night that I didn't pay any attention to or hear about, and he was already irritated.
Mm-hmm. It was. Mm-hmm. It's the fastest I think Weir has been grossed out by this show.
Yes.
Here
okay.
you go.
It's humid. That's muggy. A very Midwestern thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's very moist.
Yeah.
Very, oh. very.
You know, I don't
What
have
other
that,
words can I throw in to start
I don't have
the
that
Monday?
Aversion to the word moist, but I do feel it's situational. Like, if you say moist cake,
yes.
Oh, moist cake is nice.
I can't remember what the alternative to that was, but yes.
That's a little creepy weird, not gonna lie.
Yes. Okay. Sorry we didn't get to the others. If you want to play any more, well, it'll be Tuesday. We're off Monday. I forgot about that. Yeah, so it'll be...
3-day weekend.
Yeah. Thanks for being here, Ryan Weber.
Thank you. It's always fun.
Good to see you.
Appreciate the chance.
Appreciate it. Everybody, enjoy your holiday weekend. Be safe, and we will be back Tuesday here on KMBZ.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Odyssey celebrates Memorial Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players Inc.